Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Dante Whitner, he joins us every single Monday, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's happening? How are you?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
We're hanging in there, man. We're marveling at this defense. What did you think?
I thought they played phenomenal. I think it all starts with the defensive line, and even though Bosa went out in the second half, the guys got consistent pressure, and it's not just one guy. It's everybody. It's Givens, Arden Key, it's Eric Armstead. It's everybody on that defensive line providing, a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And not just that. First and second down defense over the last few weeks has been phenomenal. I think that if we look at the stats, they'll probably be up there with the tops like Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the 49ers. So, you know, it's all set up for a deep playoff run.
Yeah, over the last six games, they're giving them like 3 yards a rush and about 78 yards a game on the ground. They're just completely shutting down the run game. But we have had concerns, obviously, about the secondary when, you know, you lose Jason Verrett for most of the year, Emmanuel Mosley, or for, you know, 4 weeks with a high ankle, Dante. But Emmanuel's back. He's flipped sides. He's playing on the other side at right corner on the offense's left to accommodate Ambry. And then you get Kaywan, you know, back off COVID. So just talk about this trio. Because Davante Adams will line up anywhere they want. Whatever matchup they want, they can create because he can line up at any spot. So just what are your thoughts? So, you know, Ambry Thomas now six straight starts, a playoff spot under his belt, and then you've got E-Man back and Kaywan. How do you feel about this trio right now?
I feel like they're playing well. Emmanuel Mosley was locked down yesterday, Pop. You didn't hear from C.D. Lamb until late in that game, and that was more so Emmanuel Mosley locked up on him one-on-one on the outside. I think on the other side, Ambry Thomas, he earned his keep yesterday, played a lot of good coverage. He tackled well. They blocked it up a lot of times for the ball to spill outside. He tackled well in the slot. I want to see Kaywan Williams. I want to see him improve on that slot fade. And it's not only his fault. It's the look that you gave the quarterback. And if you go back and look at that first Green Bay Packers game, Week 3, I think that they hit Kaywan Williams with the same route off of the same look. So you're going to get that. Davante Adams, they had 15 targets last time, I believe 12 or 13 catches. The offense runs through him. You're going to come up with diverse, different schemes than what they've been accustomed to playing because you have to take him away and make everybody else beat you. And if they continue to play the same cover 3, cover 2, they're going to force him the ball. So you might as well make them go somewhere else. He's one of the top wide receivers in the league, and it's for the 49ers defensive backs, for that defensive line to not let him win this game.
Dante Whitner's joining us. Obviously, take a look back at the defense, which sparkled in the 23-17 win over the Cowboys, and we'll get to the Packers in just a little bit. Let's go back to Ambry Thomas for just a second. As a defensive player, as a young player, how big do you think that interception was in just growing his confidence? Because it just seemed like he carried that Rams game over into this Cowboys game.
Yeah, he did. And he's been consistently getting better on a week-to-week basis. And it started with Cincinnati when he was thrown out there. He beat on the sluggo and go. Came back, made improvements against Atlanta. Made more improvements versus the Tennessee Titans. Should have ran one back for a touchdown that he dropped. He came in last week with L.A. Rams interception. So each week he's gradually making progress. And even when he was getting beat and giving up the touchdowns, it's a lack of focus when he's giving up the touchdowns to the tight ends. And then when it's receivers, his hand is nearly on the ball every time. It's the aggression at the point of attack. And I think that he's getting better and better. I think that they have a lot of confidence moving forward in Ambry Thomas.
All right, so when you look at this defense now, and go back to the last game of the year and what they did to the Rams the entire second half, and the combination of pass rush and coverage now is starting to marry up the way we saw it in 2019. And then, obviously, yesterday against Dallas, the highest-scoring team in pro football. And it doesn't much matter, but it was only 2 years ago that this team was led by, you know, Nick Bosa and Dee Ford, DeForest Buckner, the pass rush. You had Richard Sherman, you know, then. As you compare the defense now to the one that took the 49ers to 7 minutes away from winning a Super Bowl, Emmanuel Mosley's a better player now. You got Kaywan as well. You got a rookie on the other side, not, you know, a veteran like Richard Sherman. You don't have DeForest Buckner, but you got DJ Jones there. You don't have Dee Ford, but you got other people like Samson Ebukam playing well, and Arden Key and Jordan Willis and all of it. The linebackers are more mature now. The safeties are a little bit healthy and playing more snaps for you. How do you compare the playoff defense of 2 years ago, Dante, that went all the way to the Super Bowl, to the defense we're seeing right now?
I think it's pretty much identical, Pop. When you look across the board, they're led by front four, guys that can get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Arden Key has taken over that place for DeForest Buckner. Eric Armstead, he's come on the last 2 weeks. I think, what, 3.5 sacks in the last 2 weeks? On the outside, Nick Bosa, they're changing up the variations on how they rush. Yeah, they've been playing very well on first and second down, but they begin a lot of seven-man max pro protection. So what they did yesterday was they changed that up. They put Bosa on the edge sometimes. They looped him in the middle with a three-man game. They're getting pressure up front. They're figuring out ways. They don't have to allocate blitzes, but they will take risks. And we've seen that yesterday late in the game. I think that they match up very well on the outside. When you talk to these defensive backs, and I talked to them all through training camp, they said that every coverage that they align in, they know exactly what route is coming based on the formation, based on the down and distance. It's just about locating it. It's just about reacting and breaking on the ball. So I think that when you look at these players and you look at the maturation process and the ups and downs that they've been through, being able to bounce back, and over the last 6 to 8 weeks, the way that they've been playing on first and second down, the way that they've been communicating, disguising on third down, I would say that they're right up there with the 2019 defense.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Dante Whitner's joining us. The defense only gave up one touchdown drive. They gave up 10 of their 17 off turnovers, only one touchdown drive against the Cowboys. So let's look ahead. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are different than what the Cowboys are, but you've played them once. Does that work into this either positive or negatively? Obviously, they lost with 37 seconds left, but you've already seen this team. Does that matter at all?
I don't think it really matters too much. They're not in the same division. Yeah, you've seen them early on in the season. And think about it, the 49ers, they didn't know what their formula for success was early on. They talked about it, but they weren't able to go out there and manufacture it and put it on the field. The Green Bay Packers, they sort of knew who they were at the time. It's a team that's led by Aaron Rodgers. They're going to get Davante Adams the ball. They're going to blitz you and get after you on defense. They knew who they were. And the 49ers, they weren't even using Deebo Samuel in the way that they're using him now during that first game. So the Green Bay Packers are going to have a lot of people to really focus in on. Juwan Jennings, he was pretty much a no-name at the time. And you have Brandon Ayuk, he was in the doghouse. I think that the 49ers are catching the Green Bay Packers at the right time while they're playing well.
Davante Adams, he was targeted 18 times in the home opener back on September the 26th. He had 12 catches for 132 yards and a touchdown. He's not a fast guy as far as straight line speed. He's more like a 4.54 guy. But in and out of his breaks, the way he gets off the ball, they can line him up anywhere. He's arguably, with a short list of two or three guys, the best pure route-running receiver in pro football, and he's got the ball placement of Aaron Rodgers, so he's so difficult. So how do you deal with this guy on Saturday night, Dante?
Well, I think the majority of your coverage is when it's obvious pass situations have to be a check with me. And it's all based on where Davante Adams is. If he's to a three-man side, he's to that trip side, you have to make sure that you can check the coverages where you always have a guy over the top of him and a guy in front of him beating him up, throwing off the route. If he's to the single side by himself, you have to put a cloud in front of him. You have to put a corner in front of him at 4 yards, rerouting him, jamming him, being physical, not worrying about anybody else going to the flat. You have to put a safety 12 to 15 yards over the top. If he's on number two backside, again, you put a guy in front of him, and you have to check the coverage based on where he is. Third and shorts is an in and out. You have to put a safety inside, a corner outside, and you have to not forget your leverage when you're on the field. Don't go with the juke moves. Don't go with the head shake. Don't go with the shoulders. You have to be disciplined on where he is. If anybody's going to beat you, it can't be Davante Adams. And then again, in the red zone, over the last few years, he's been the most highly targeted receiver in the red zone. So at all times, I need a guy in front of him, I need a guy inside, and I need a safety or a corner outside. Do not forget your leverage. Make Aaron Rodgers go somewhere else. And if you're just playing your leverage, he might throw you the ball with consistent pressure.
Dante, it seems to me, I mean, I know this isn't the case every single time, but when I've seen this Packers offense struggle with Aaron Rodgers through the years, it's always with pressure. I can think of a lot of games that the 49ers did this. I can think of a lot of games where Seattle, when they were at their height defensively and pressuring him, and I think there was a Monday night game in which he got sacked like 6 or 7 times in the first half in Seattle. It always seems that it has to start with Aaron Rodgers with the pressure up front and getting him uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it always starts with a balanced look on defense. And when I say balanced, I mean 4 down linemen. Your linebackers are evenly dispersed. Your safeties have the proper width and depth. Your corners, mannerisms, and their depth is always the same. And the 49ers, they have done that in the past weeks. They've done it on 3rd down, but it has to improve this week. And the touchdown that Dak Prescott threw to Amari Cooper was all self-induced. It was 3rd and 6. Kayvon Williams was inside leverage. They gave an all-man look across the board, safety directly in the middle of the field, and you have 35 yards of width and depth down the field for Amari Cooper to work with. Kayvon Williams couldn't even get a jam on him. It's too much room to work to the sideline. That's a self-induced play right there. If you back your safeties up, Jimmy Ward, yeah, you're on number 3 Wilson, but you can walk down from a cover 2 depth and get to 6 yards and sit outside his shoulder. But pre-snap, you can give a cover 2 look. Don't invite the throws. When we played all the top-notch, top-tier quarterbacks, we never invited throws and allowed them to see that that was the weakness of our defense pre-snap. So when I saw that on the field, I knew exactly he was going to do that. Aaron Rodgers checked to that same throw versus Kayvon Williams in week 3. So it's going to all start with the width, depth perception of the entire defense, mannerisms, understanding that he wants to figure the defense out, hut, hut, hut at the line of scrimmage, be patient, be poised, be disciplined, and you can beat this team. But if you show them what you show Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers is going to rip you apart.
You know the formula. You've been on 49er teams that have beat them. The night Colin Kaepernick ran all over them at Candlestick. And then the one at Lambeau, which was, what, like 10 degrees and I think -5 with the wind chill. So now you're from, you know, Ohio. You're from there. You played with the Buffalo Bills. You know, inclement weather. But is that a big factor, the fact that the Packers live in it? You know, they're there in the elements. The 49ers will fly there on Thursday and have to play a night game on Saturday. Does that have anything to do with the outcome of the game?
No, I don't think so. And then when you look at the rosters, there's not many guys that's from the Midwest and the Green Bay Packers team. A lot of guys from down south. So I don't think that they're ever going to get used to it. And I played in Buffalo 5 years. I lived in Cleveland for 25 years out of my life. And I never got used to the cold. It's all about your mindset on that day. If you understand the task at hand, you won't let the weather bother you. And that's how we were locked in when we went into Lambeau Field. And, you know, everything was against us. And we were on the road, tough environment. And Colin Kaepernick and his guys came out with no sleeves on. And they were laser locked in and laser focused. And it looked like it affected the Green Bay Packers more so than it did us, mainly because of our mindset and our goals and what we knew we had to do to get to where we wanted to get to. And it's going to come down to it with the 49ers. It all matches up for them to beat the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, if you go back and you look at that first game, I don't think the 49ers knew their identity. They weren't a run-first team. They weren't just saying, hey, we're going to knock you off the ball and we're going to beat you this way. The defense wasn't playing well. They weren't getting turnovers. They weren't good at identifying where Davante Adams was. I think that this time around, it'll be a different team. I think it'll be a different circumstance. I think the 49ers will beat the Green Bay Packers on Saturday night.
What, you didn't go sleeveless in that game?
No, I didn't go sleeveless. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And I actually remember they had a big running back. What is that, Eddie Lacy?
Oh, no, yeah, man. Eddie Lacy. He's a big boy.
Man, he ended up running me over. Yeah, he ran me over that day. It felt like I hit a 300-pound lineman. Yeah, in the snow. Like, I mean, devastating.
Dude,
they got a big guy
that.
Now. A.J. Dillon's built like that. He's a tough guy to tackle, a young guy.
Yeah, he's big dude.
Yeah, he is, but I don't really worry about the running game with the 49ers in the way that they've been playing over the last few weeks and that run defense. It seems like everybody understands that when you play good run defense, you're really just building the wall. Everybody has a piece to the puzzle, and if you get to where you're supposed to and you're stout and you play it with leverage, nobody can move you. So you see different guys flashing at different times, Givens and all these different guys from the interiors, because they're just playing leverage and getting to get off on the ball, and it's just increasing their productivity and allowing them to get to third and longs. There were so many third and longs yesterday that I knew the 49ers were going to have success.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, Nick Bosa has only got 6 days to get ready for this thing because of Saturday on that concussion. Were you ever in – I think the concussion protocol is different, but did you hit so hard, you had to have a concussion, right?
Yeah. I was in the concussion protocol before, and it's so silly because during training camp when you take your baseline test and you go through this, hey, match this square with this and this and this, your brain is pretty fresh at that point. So when you go through an entire football season, you're physically, mentally, emotionally tired, you know, it's kind of tough to reach that baseline sometimes for, you know, that you had during training camp. So that was my only problem. When I went into it, I couldn't get back to my baseline for about 3 weeks, but he probably won't have a problem. This was towards the end of my career, and I was coming off a devastating concussion where I actually lost consciousness. So it didn't look like he lost it didn't look like he lost consciousness. So hopefully he'll be okay and ready to go on Saturday.
Great stuff. Dante, thanks so much for the insight as always. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully we're talking NFC Championship game.
Oh, we will be.
You're guaranteeing this win. You're confident. You feel good about this matchup, don't you?
I'm so confident. Pop, I'm so confident. When I look at these teams and I look at how the 49ers match up, this is a team that really, like people say it, nobody wants to face. But no, I've been in those locker rooms, and when you know that you're going against a hard-nosed team like the 49ers in the cold, and you're going to fight for every yard, you don't really want to play those type of guys. You don't want to match their intensity or exceed it. So I'm expecting the 49ers to play bully ball again versus the Green Bay Packers.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Dante. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you guys again. Thank
you. Take care, man.
Sure.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.